Club presents Artists in Our Midst, a free annual art exhibition and sales event at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, with open studio visits at the Roundhouse Exhibit Thursday, April 11th, and open studios April 11th, 13th, and 14th. For more info, go to artistsinourmidst.com.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
All right, and you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. The track that we just heard was Fool No More by Eddie Hope and the Manish Boys, and I actually stumbled across that from watching a TV series called Suits, and it's dangerous and addictive. I would not recommend it. So I'm really excited. We have a special guest coming, calling in studio all the way from Montreal, Bloodshot Bill. Will be calling in. He's just released a new CD out of Norton Records called So Blue, so really looking forward to that, so stay tuned. But in the meantime, let's hear some Candy Staten, and this is Do Right Woman.
Treat a man right. Don't go to clubs This Friday, April 5th, CITR will be broadcasting live from the UBC Block Party. Starting at 3:30, the event will feature interviews with and performances by Dylan Francis, K-Non, Mord Fustang, Good Grapes, and MGH. For more info, check out amsblockparty.com.
Hello?
Whoops. One second. Oh, can I go away for one second?
Yeah, sure. So we have Bloodshot Bill here on the line with us on Stereo Blues CITR 101.9 FM. Bloodshot Bill has just recently released an album, So Blue, off of Norton Records. He has released over 30 releases throughout Europe, USA, and Canada, and is also a spokesperson for a hamburger and once had a pomade released in his honor. Welcome, Bloodshot Bill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. So is it true that you were banned from the United States for moonshining? And can
No.
Just
silly stuff. Like, you know, you need a work permit. Just paperwork.
Paperwork. I see. So, you're originally from Montreal.
Yeah, and I still am.
You still am. So, why do you still choose to live in Montreal? What do you love about Montreal?
I don't know. You know, I was born and raised here, and it's a great city. There's a lot of cool stuff, great food, and I'm happy here.
Nice. Yes.
Got to deal with the winter, but other than that, it's all right.
Is there still snow out there?
There is in spots. A lot of it is melted. Like most of it is melted. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So, you are known to play a lot of like rockabilly and blues. So, what first really got you into that kind of stuff?
That was the like my best friend in like kindergarten or the first grade. He had an older brother who had all those kind of records and stuff, and we all thought it was cool. And he had a cousin too who played in a band, and we thought that was even cooler. And then that kind of got me into it. Yeah, I guess.
Was it kind of something that people were listening to at that time?
Not really. I mean, when you're in grade one, I don't know what people listen to, but.
You're in grade one?
We got into it through his older brother's record collection kind of thing.
Okay, cool. So did you start performing soon after that, or did it take a while? Like, do you remember your first performance in front of, like, an audience?
I was playing drums with, you know, friends in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I mean, yeah, we started out playing rockabilly music and stuff like that, and then I just figured, I was like, yeah, I got to learn a guitar to do my own thing, and then that's how I started doing my own thing.
Oh, nice. So, who were your early influences? Do you remember some like certain records that really sort of have stayed with you?
We used to go over to Plattsburgh a lot, and like from Montreal, like,
mm-hmm.
and on the weekends. And I remember like the little discount bins. They'd have like Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran tapes for like $2, and I remember buying those, and they were great. And I still have them somewhere, but I have them on record now, and I mean, I still love those songs. And yeah, I sometimes listen to them, and I remember when I was a little kid, listen to those songs. Yeah,
it's kind of funny how just like it just you have the same taste or certain tastes for just forever.
Are you the same way?
Sorry.
Are you the same way?
Yeah, kind of. But I definitely feel like you just every time you return to it, it just changes, and it's like, yes, this is still exactly what I love. You know.
Right. I mean, I guess you get into everything just so you can get a taste of everything, but then you always come back to what you love, right?
So you just recently came back from Las Vegas. Why were you in Vegas?
It's in Vegas. They got this festival there called Viva Las Vegas, and I was playing. So that's why I went down.
Have you played down there before?
I played in Vegas before, yeah.
That's cool. So was it kind of like a rockabilly sort of festival going on down there?
It was, yeah. Viva Las Vegas is like this big Rockabilly Festival, yeah.
Oh, nice. So did you bump into Little Richard at a buffet? Is that true?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. It seems like you love buffets. Do you love buffets?
I love buffets, yeah. Especially the buffet in Vegas, because it's like...
It must be, like, massive.
It's massive, and they have, like, it's split up into, like, you know, like, barbecue, Chinese food, Mexican food, Italian food, and they all have their own chefs.
Okay. So, like, for each section of the barbecue?
Each section of the buffet, yeah.
Oh, of course, the buffet.
They have their own, like, they have chefs doing Italian, they have chefs doing Mexican food, they have chefs doing whatever.
Nice.
So it's all really good, like, yeah. Sorry, I have a huge echo going on the phone. It's like super hard to concentrate.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Let me see. I'll see if I can change some things because echoes aren't good.
All right.
Let's see. Is this making things a bit better? So did you talk to Little Richard? Did you say hi?
Well, he was surrounded by, like, you know, a billion people, like of his entourage or whatever, his bodyguards, and I think his band was there too and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I saw, like, as I was sitting down, there was a little aisle next to me, and I saw him coming from, like, you know, down the aisle, and I'm like, I was with a buddy of mine, and I'm like, it's Little Richard, like, you know, so he's coming right at us, and I'm just like, ah, I love you, like, you know, and he's like, hey, man, how's it going, like, and just, like, waved at us, and, like, it was, like, enough to make your whole day, you know.
Yeah, I can say.
And he was playing later on at the car show, so it was kind of neat to see him up really, really, really up close.
Yeah, both up close and seeing him, like, just the two experience, like, I see him always right. Being animated wherever he goes.
Yeah, Little Richard, yeah.
That's awesome. So, and you also recently went to Spain and played in Barcelona and Mallorca, and What was your experience with, like, Blow Carters? I've never heard of them before.
Oh, I never heard of it before either, but I guess I've seen it. I just didn't know they were trying to discourage me before they showed it to me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know what that is. But it turns out the guy I was staying with was like, the three-time world champion of blow carting. And he lived on this huge, like, it was in Mallorca, which is a beautiful little island that's, like, maybe 100 kilometers. You could do the whole island, you know.
Uh-huh.
A real small place and just beautiful. And his place was he had this huge farm, and across the street from the farm was more of his land. So the next day after the show, we had a big barbecue there, and
nice.
And there was all these blow carting dudes, and they set it all up, and we all went blow carting, and it was really fun.
So, like,
anyone who doesn't know what blow carting is, it's like a go kart.
Okay.
With a wind sail on top of it. So instead of a motor or engine or any kind of thing doing it, it's just traveling by the wind, you know?
Oh, nice.
So you control the wind, just with strings and stuff like that, how you would sailing, I guess, on water.
Okay, sailing on water. Or it's like a kite, but not quite, no. It's different.
Well, you're on land, but it's mm-hmm. like you're manipulating the wind just how you would sailing a boat, you know.
Okay, cool.
So it was pretty cool.
So you're recording things with King Khan.
Yeah.
What's your story with King Khan? How did you meet?
We met in high school, I guess, but then. Some friends of mine were in college, and they were like, oh, there's this friend, there's a guy in my class, and you would get along with him, like, so good, like,
mm-hmm.
and so we got, and then, so we met back then, like, a long time ago, and, we've known each other for years.
Oh, nice, because you put together, the Ding Dongs and Tandoori Nights.
King Khan and Barbecue, who was Mark Salton, is a barbecue, King Khan Barbecue Show, they're a band, and I do a band with King Khan called the Tandoori Nights, and I do a band with Barbecue, Mark Salton, called the Ding Dongs. So there's, like, a weird little triangle.
Okay. That's great. So are you collaborating with him to, like, release something like that in the future?
Well, we already did an album and a bunch of singles, and hopefully, yeah, we're going to do more. But me and Mark just did a we just finished a whole new album, so hopefully that'll be out.
Nice.
Sometime soonish.
So like, what's the concept of Tandoori Nights?
The concept, well, he's like full Indian, and I'm half Indian.
Okay, cool.
So we were just like, we were driving home one night, and we passed by this restaurant, and it was like Tandoori Nui or Nui Tandoori or something, and we're like, Tandoori Nights, that'd be a great name for a band. And then so we got the name first, and then we just started writing a bunch of songs and hanging out and just being silly. And so it's our Indian band.
That's so great. Oh, yes. So, it says that you play your guitar through a custom, one-of-a-kind rich tone amp. Why did you choose a rich tone?
Oh, well, there's this company in town called Rich Tone, and they make all sorts of amps for, like, whoever, like, big, huge things for heavy metal bands.
Okay,
smaller,
yeah,
stuff, you know. And I'm friends with one of the guys, Mike, who runs it, and one of my old, I had this old 50s amp, and it was kind of busted, and I bought it to him, and I was like, can you fix it up? And the next thing I know, he shows up at my door. He built one that looks exactly like it. It has the same kind of sound, but it's louder, and he put a tremolo in it, and it was really surprising. It was really cool, and it sounds amazing.
That's
like the best.
Yeah, because I feel like it's really hard to replace or create and capture that kind of sound. There's just something about it.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really simple too. I don't like amps with a lot of knobs. So it's just got a volume knob and a tremolo knob.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, it's really easy.
Just really simple. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So why is Charlie Feathers important to you?
Well, his great music, first of all, and he had this real kind of stubborn attitude, and and also when after the 50s, when the music, you know, say rockabilly, say it went out of fashion or something, he just always stuck with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool, and that's kind of like what I do.
Yeah, I feel like especially recently there's few rockabilly names that I can think of.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of interesting to have things last. I wonder if there's gonna be a comeback, you think, or it'll be interesting.
I hope not. I hope not, because I hate when things get all popular.
Yeah.
Like I said, I hate trendy stuff, and once something is trendy, everyone just lumps in with the trend or something. But I hope it doesn't become popular. I hope it always stays underground and whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. So how do you like working with Norton Records?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's like a huge honor for me to be on that label, because they were like my favorite record label. And I just love it. It's like, it's really cool. Every time I put out something on Norton, I'm like, I feel like a little kid. I'm like, wow, I can't believe it's out on Norton again.
Yeah. That's so great. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners out here, out on the West Coast?
On the West Coast, yeah. I hope to be out there sometime soon, so keep your eyes peeled, and come on out if you see me coming to your town.
That would be awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bloodshot Bill. Just released So Blue. Definitely check it out. We just got it in our library, so keep an ear out. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Darcy.
On April 4th, CITR and the UBC Film Society present an end-of-the-year party from 6:30 to 11. Featuring Noble Oak, 41st and Home, Hooves, Squirrel, Young Brazed, and DJ B. Come by the courtyard located on the top floor of the UBC sub for some sunshine, cheap beer, and good tunes.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
To buy a new car, you just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community.
And special thanks to our major sponsors of the Fund Drive Finale Silent Auction, The Cobalt at thecobalt.ca, Travel Cuts UBC at travelcuts.com, and Chad Woodley at the Sanitary Electric Company at tattoosbychad.com.
All right, and we just heard some Bloodshot Bill. That was Radioactive Flip Flop. And thanks so much for calling in all the way from Montreal. And be sure to check out So Blue, which looks, it sounds awesome. We played it before on the show and probably will closer to the end of the show. So up next, we are going to hear a track, slow it down a little bit. This is Elmore James with Something Inside of Me.
April 4th through 6th in the CIRS building, it's the New Economy Summit at UBC. An incredible weekend of discussion about creating a sustainable, local, and financially sound economy, free to all students, faculty, staff, and community members. For more information, go to neweconomy@ubc.ca.
You know.
The now of folk, the now of rock, the now of alternative. Join Evan on Definition Soundwave Thursdays from 1 to 2 right here on CITR for some great music and a little fun.
All right, and we are back on Stereo Blues. The track that we just heard was All My Whole Life by Magic Sam, one of my faves. And before that, we heard some Elmore James. All right, so looks like we're pretty close to closing up. I'd like to thank Bloodshot Bill again for calling in. Hopefully there'll be a tour out here sometime. That would be awesome. Yeah, so up next, let's hear something from the new album. This is Wolf Call.
Raining in my heart, since we've been apart. I know I was wrong. Baby, please come home.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right, and we just heard Poor Me by Bloodshot Bill, and before that, some Slim Harpo, Rain in My Heart, track from 1961. And to close us off today, I'd like to play a track by Jerry McCain, and this is Geronimo Rock and Roll. Thanks so much for listening.